We're the only party, I think, who's not engaging in all this coalition speculation and laying down.
Well, you are about other people's parties. You're just
lines.
Not about your own. And you know that your party, just as much as any of the other larger parties, faces the prospect of coalition. You know that to be true.
No, we don't. We're aiming for a full majority
government. So is Ed Miliband a Labour government.
Yes, but it's obvious now, given what's happening in Scotland, that he's going to lose a substantial number of seats to the Scottish Nationalists, and he can't govern alone. And what you heard this morning, and that's the reason Nicola Sturgeon set out all these demands. She knows that Labour can't govern on their own now, and she's set out a whole series of conditions under which she would support Labour, and almost all of them involve more spending and therefore higher taxes for everybody in England.
Well, Nigel Farage hasn't been backwards in coming forward, setting out how he would support a potential Conservative UKIP coalition, has he?
Well, he's only got at the moment a couple of MPs. He can't be sure he will have any at the next election.
Well, the SNP doesn't have that many at the moment.
Yes, but you can see what's happening in Scotland. They're threatening to take a huge number of Labour seats. That's not happening with UKIP. And in any case, he's not set out a properly costed budget showing where his additional spending would come from. The danger, of course, of voting for any of these parties is you could end up with exactly what you don't want. If you could vote for UKIP, not wanting a Labour government, but end up with it because you've let Labour in the back door.
So look, hand on heart, you accept that the polls at the moment, I know you want to talk about winning, and that's completely right. Labour want to talk about winning as well. But let's just have the coalition conversation, if we may. You've ruled out a coalition with the Lib Dems. You've ruled out a coalition with the smaller parties who are at the Challengers debate. You've
yes.
ruled out, I think you ruled out a Lib Dem one the other day to Theo, didn't you? Just said, no, it won't be happening. Is there a possibility to keep power with the traditional established parties if you have to face a coalition of what's the so-called grand coalition with Labour?
No. There really isn't. I'm being absolutely straight with you, Sheila. We're not planning a coalition with anybody. There's no secret plan to do a deal with anybody.
I'm not talking about planning. I'm talking about ruminating.
Well, we're not ruminating or planning. We had to do a deal last time with the Liberal Democrats. That gave us a majority. The country was in a mess.
And you might again.
No, we're not planning that.
I'm not planning it either. I'm telling you, you might. The polls suggest that you might, and Labour might.
Well, we're certainly not at that point. We're aiming for a full majority government, because we think by having a proper majority government, then you can get on and complete the recovery, go on creating the new jobs we've already created so successfully, and make sure we don't get back to the bad old days of 2010.